Hello and welcome back to another broadcast of Breaking News and Prayer here at One New Man Podcast. My name is David, bringing you the latest updates and what to pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters, especially in this time that Islam celebrates Ramadan. We got occurrences going on in Israel on the Temple Mount and in different places as they celebrate Ramadan. These atrocities happen. These things happen during this month, being that they believe they're doing God's work when they do these things. So, and they do celebrate these things. Actually, they get together and celebrate. If you're not aware of it, just go to Raymond Ibrahim. He has a new book that's out. I'll be announcing that book. They actually celebrate past atrocities, you could say. They celebrate days that they actually do work and they bring terrorist attacks, and they actually celebrate these things because they think they are honoring their God. Okay, it's not our God, it's their God. And so they believe that they actually they celebrate these things with honor, you know, these atrocities. So today I'm going to be bringing you actually I did an episode earlier. Today's, I guess you could say, back-to-back breaking news and prayer. But this time it's coming from actually Raymond Ibrahim's website. You can go there yourself, www.raymondibrahim.com. Like I said, I'll be leaving that in the description. Today's headline from Raymond Ibrahim is Ramadan sees spike in disappearance of Coptic Christian women and girls. Okay, so this is what's going on in Egypt, and this is not the only place where things are going on within this Ramadan season. If you go back, to the news in this time of Ramadan, they make it seem like it's a good time, a celebration, or you know. But if you look further into it, you'll find out that I am telling you the truth. These things are celebrated. These atrocities happen. Actually, occurrences happen. You could check out the news in Israel. These things I just mentioned in my last broadcast, some things going on in Israel, the Temple Mount, just news, disturbing news. Okay, so, but always, like I said, we must pray for our Muslim, all Muslims. We must pray that they are not deceived and that they would break away from this bondage that they're in. Amen. So we pray that they come to know our Lord Jesus Christ and how much love, okay, not hatred, not kidnappings, not rapes, not murder. None of these things are of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. None of these things are from Him, okay? Our God is full of love and compassion and mercy. So well, I'm gonna go ahead and read you this breaking news today as I received it this morning. It's a good source to go to. Please share these links, share this news. And after I read this, we will be praying for these disappearances of women and girls, okay? So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and start this, and you can actually see a picture of a before and after of this woman. Her name is Mary Wahib Joseph, and her daughter, the before and after pictures of what she looked like before and what she looks like now, a recent picture. And you can see the total difference. She even looks very worried, sick. She looks very sad. So just go to the website. You can see these pictures for yourself. I'll be sharing this link in the description, okay? And Raymond Ibrahim's new book is called Defenders of the West. We must stand up for our brothers and sisters. We must stand up against these atrocities that happen within Islam, okay? So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and start this story. Two stories of Coptic Christian women disappearing off the streets of Egypt that surfaced around the same time in the month of Ramadan, April 2022, are a testimony to the ongoing prevalence of this phenomenon. It says on April 11th, Simon Adele Isaac, a 15-year-old Coptic girl, disappeared. her parents immediately carried out an extensive investigation, including by questioning her friends until they determined that the brother of one of her Muslim schoolmates was behind her disappearance. The parents provided police with the Muslim man's name, home address, and phone number, and anxiously awaited the return of their daughter. To their dismay, police did little. The distraught parents responded by sharing their experiences in a video that went viral. Being so abandoned by police, the mother, in tears, appealed to anyone and everyone, including the Egyptian president Sisi and Coptic Pope, to intervene. It says, and I quote, any person with a merciful heart who can return her to me, please do so, because my girl is a minor. My girl doesn't understand anything. She was deceived by that guy, his sister, and even his mother. And I unquote. As the girl's father added, and I quote, the government knows exactly where the Muslim fellow is. They should be the ones to go and get him, not us, unquote. Soon thereafter, and as usual, under unclear circumstances, police reunited the girl with her family, thank God. On April 5th, Mary Wahib Joseph, at the age of 36, a Christian mother of three, disappeared with her one-year-old daughter, Julie. Now, this is the one I'm showing. There's pictures of her. Go to this website. I urge you to go to this website, and so you'll know what to pray for and to share with others these atrocities that go on in Egypt and so many other places. It says, on April 5th, Mary Wahib Joseph, 36 years old, a Christian mother of three, disappeared with her one-year-old daughter, Julie. A week after her husband and extended family contacted everyone about her disappearance, including police, on April 12th, Mary appeared in a video wrapped under a hijab and saying that she had willingly and without any coercion converted to Islam, that her name was now Mary Ahmed Muhammad. That her name was changed to Mary Ahmed Muhammad, and that her husband, children, and parents should stop looking for her. That doesn't sound right at all, just to say, but they're trying to pass it off in this video that they made her do. And that's what I truly believe, because what mother, a Christian mother, would leave her kids and her husband? And so I'm going to go ahead and continue reading this, but it just really gets to me. It says once again, she's wrapped under a hijab and saying that she had willingly and without any coercion converted to Islam, that her name was now Mary Ahmed Muhammad, and that her husband, children, and parents should stop looking for her. All while making these claims, Mary's baby daughter can be heard crying in the background. Responding to this video, her husband said that he knows his wife's mannerisms and could clearly tell that she was speaking under duress. He also pointed out that if she had really run away to convert to Islam and abandon him and their two other young children, why did she not take any of her belongings with her? Instead, she was in the midst of preparing the house for Easter and had left the house without any of her possessions to do some shopping. So are these the actions of a woman intending to escape? He asked. A few days later, and because this particular disappearance also made much noise, Mary and her child were returned to their family again. Thank you, Lord, with little clarification of what had happened. It is difficult to emphasize just how common these two stories are, down to the very details. For example, Mary Wahib Joseph is hardly the first Christian woman to disappear, reappear in a video dressed in hijab and saying she had freely embraced Islam, only for the truth to later come out. A virtually identical case from 2020 is documented here. It says the only thing uncommon about these two stories, which have played out repeatedly in Egypt, is that both the women and the teenager actually made it back to their families, though no doubt only after being permanently scarred by their ordeals. You could just imagine what happened to them in that duration of time that they were kidnapped. It says, the fact is, Coptic Christian girls have been and increasingly continue to be abducted, sexually abused, and forced to convert to Islam and marry their kidnappers. And the majority of them are never seen again. This happens many, without count, thousands and thousands of times. We don't even know. They just disappear. So it says, for example, also recently on April 16th, 2022, the brother of another minor Coptic girl, 15-year-old Mahriel Sobhi, shared how she too disappeared one day back in December 2021, that he and his family did everything possible to recover her, including imploring the authorities to act to no avail. Instead, a video similar to Mary's appeared with Mahriel dressed in a jihad, in a hijab, and saying she had willingly converted to Islam. Her brother added that, other than that unreliable video, they have no word about the girl's status or whereabouts. And so, for 4 months, the household has been in a state of misery. It should also be emphasized that in those few cases that Coptic girls and women are recovered, no legal action is ever taken against the abductors. Even though Egyptian law is extremely harsh in such matters. For example, up to 25 years imprisonment for abducting a minor female, defined as under 18. But such is the reality of Egypt's justice system when it comes to the non-Muslim cops. In other words, yeah, you understand what I'm saying. It's no justice at all. It says this entire phenomenon and process is well discussed in a report by Coptic Solidarity CS, 15 pages long, entitled Jihad of the Womb, Trafficking of Coptic Women and Girls in Egypt. It documents the widespread practice of abduction and trafficking of Coptic girls. According to the report, and I quote, "The capture and disappearance of Coptic women and minor girls is a bane of the Coptic community in Egypt. Yet little has been done to address this scourge by the Egyptian or foreign governments, NGOs, or international bodies. According to a priest in the Minya government, at least 15 girls go missing every year in his area alone. His daughter was nearly kidnapped had he not been able to intervene in time. The rampant trafficking of Coptic women and girls is a direct violation of their most basic rights to safety, freedom of movement, and freedom of conscience and belief. The crimes committed against these women must be urgently addressed by the Egyptian government, ending impunity for kidnappers, their accomplices, and police who refuse to perform their duties. Women who disappear and are never recovered must live an unimaginable nightmare. The large majority of these women are never reunited with their families or friends because police response in Egypt is dismissive and corrupt. There are countless families who report that police have either been complicit in their kidnapping or at the very least bribed into silence. If there is any hope for Coptic women in Egypt to have merely a primitive level of equality, these incidents of trafficking must cease and the perpetrators must be held accountable by the judiciary. It says, since the publication of that CS report in September 2020, matters have only gotten worse. As a later report notes, in Egypt, kidnappings and forced marriages of Christian women and girls to their Muslim abductors has reached record levels. And I quote and end quote. It says, in Egypt, kidnappings and forced marriages of Christian women and girls to their Muslim abductors has reached record levels. So once again, I just want to pray for this as we conclude this breaking news in prayer. It's an atrocity. Like I said, in this month of Ramadan, they celebrate these things. They do these things purposely. They believe they are serving their God by doing this. This is not our God. I will conclude by saying this. This is not our God that they actually think that they do these things in behalf of. It's just a sick atrocity that's been going on for so very long. So if you would please join me to pray for the Coptic Christians, our brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter where you're from. We are the body of Christ. And these Coptic Christians are our brothers and sisters. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, thank you so much once again for this day. Lord, I just want to pray over the Egyptian Coptic, our brothers and sisters there in Egypt, Lord, Father God. And I just want to pray that if there's any missing children, women, or girls that have been abducted and have not come home yet, I know that you know exactly where they're at, Lord, and that you can bring them home to their families, Lord, Father God. We pray, Lord, Father God, for every missing child, Lord, that gets abducted, Lord, Father God, in this human trafficking, Lord. We pray, Lord, Father God, that you know where every single abducted child is, Lord, Father God. We pray for their safe return home, Lord. And we just pray that these Islamists, Lord, Father God, would understand that these things are not right in your eyes, Father God. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. You are Lord and God and King, and you would never allow these things to happen. Never allow them to open up their eyes and to see the truth of your word, Lord, Father God, and to stop these things, Lord. We pray, Lord, Father God, for our brothers and sisters and those who are suffering this oppression and persecution in Egypt, Lord. And we pray for the police there to take action against these things, Lord, Father God, to rule justice, Lord, Father God, on behalf of these victims, Lord, Father God. So just we pray over our brothers and sisters in Egypt, Lord, Father God. Thank you so much, my Lord. Thank you, Abba, Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God, Lord God and Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all in one. We know that you love us so much, and we know that you would wish that none would perish, but that all would have everlasting life. And we know that you promised to return soon, Lord. And so may your perfect will and may your justice, Lord God Almighty, prevail, Lord Father God. Thank you, Lord. And I pray all these things in your name, my Lord and Savior Jesus. And we all say amen and amen. Okay, amen and amen. I just thank you for joining me in prayer. Remember to, I'm going to leave these links in the description. And just please read Raymond Ibrahim's books. Please get, they're so full of information that you need to know exactly in these last days. So thank you once again for listening to this podcast, One New Man Podcast, and this breaking news and prayer. Please join us again on our next episode. And please just share this channel, share this with others. And so we know what to pray for, and we know what's going on within the body of Christ and these last days. Amen. So thank you so much. Goodbye for now, but never forever.